What's going on, everybody? Oh my goodness, Hunter Biden, is he in trouble? Let's talk about it.
Are where they went. They caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
Oh my goodness. What a crazy time to be alive. Right? Is right? Am I right? Am I right? No, well, you're wrong. It's not a crazy time. I would say that it is a completely crazy time to be alive. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know the routine. Please go ahead and hit the share button on this. Hit the thumbs up. Please get it out. Get it out. If you're watching on Facebook, please hit or type this in the comments. Try it out. This is no hack. There's no issues with this. Type in. Can we put on the screen for me? Exclamation point notify. You type that in and it will turn on notifications. You can always turn them off. Explanation point notify. You can turn notifications on. Try it out. Test it out. And if you already have them turned on, it'll let you know. Then you got to ask the question, well, why am I not getting notifications? If you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up and hit the share button as well on YouTube. Can we put YouTube up here for me? YouTube, hit the thumbs up and hit the share button. Same thing on Rumble. Same thing on Rumble. Hit the Rumble thumbs up. When I say Rumble this video, hit the Rumble button. Thumbs up, share the video. Okay, let's get right into it. Last night, Jesse Waters actually broke some news, and it was very powerful. I did a little short video just on Facebook real quick, a little short video talking about it. He broke the news that Hunter Biden's lawyer called the courthouse and talked to one of the clerks at the courthouse where Hunter Biden was supposed to show up today. Hunter Biden was supposed to show up. He did show up at this courthouse today. He showed up there. And as a result of him showing before he showed up the night before, his lawyer called the courthouse the day before. His lawyer called the courthouse and act like he was a Republican lawyer from the other team. And he called the clerk and told the clerk, say, well, look, we made a mistake here. I'm paraphrasing here. We made a mistake here. We didn't mean to bring up the whistleblower information for this court hearing. Can we get that tossed out? We just want to just remove that because we don't want to have that in this at all. It was really bizarre. I've never heard of such a thing. I'm not saying that they haven't done it in the past, but this is such a high profile case. What would give them the audacity to give them the nerves to actually do this? Well, as a result of that, I think that probably took part of it, was, you know, play part of it. The judge today declined them. They got declined. They were going back and forth. They went in recess. So the judge, let's go in recess and talk about this, talk about that. And the main reason why they kept going back in recess is because they wanted Hunter Biden to be free and clear of all of the other charges that were not related to this. So basically, judge, give us what we want and we'll plead guilty to these misdemeanor things, this slap on the wrist, this sweetheart deal. We'll plead guilty to this. But if you're going to tack on these actual crimes, him making these fraudulent deals overseas, we're going to have to plead not guilty.
Well, actually,
right? Isn't that how it went? Isn't that how it went?
So the problem is that the judge asked the prosecution, is he still under investigation? Mm-hmm. The prosecution said, yes. She said, does this clear him? Is this plea deal include any future charges, including the failure not to register as a foreign agent? And the prosecuting team said, no, it does not include that in the plea deal. The defense said, hold up. We thought it did include
that. Hold up. Wait a minute.
And so the judge said, okay, so apparently this isn't the plea deal that you guys really agreed on. She said, I'm not giving you the stamp of approval for this plea deal. She said, Hunter, without my stamp approval on the plea deal, how do you plea?
And he said, not guilty.
Well, you can't do the guilty anymore because he wasn't getting the sweetheart deal.
Oh, that's not a sweetheart deal. So, you know, Joe Biden is going to step in at some point, right? Well, anyways, I want y'all to hear a little bit more information about this lawyer where Jesse Waters was talking about it, where they were calling the courthouse, talking to the clerk, trying to get this information thrown out. The lawyer, if not removed, disbarred, the lawyer personally, my personal opinion, doing this, impersonating another lawyer, should be jailed. Really?
This is a clear case for disbarment of the attorney. If the judge lets him off on this, it just falls in line with everything else that's been happening in the Hunter Biden case. But this is egregious, Jesse, and this can't stand.
Is the plea deal now in jeopardy after this phony phone call?
I think the timing of the plea deal is probably in jeopardy. I would not be surprised at all if the judge put off the sentencing. In fact, I think the odds are that we won't see a sentencing tomorrow. They obviously, the Hunter team obviously feared what was going to go in front of the judge in terms of the whistleblower information to the point where they were willing to do what they did. So, you know, that means that they had reason to believe she would take it into consideration. So I think this case is changing every day. You know, we're now to the point where I think it's a mountain of evidence.
So my question is, I mean, it's truly a mountain of evidence. If you're not the rich and famous and powerful, how do you get out of this? You know how? You don't. You don't. If you've been caught doing all of this criminal activity, there's video of this dude doing criminal activity. There's audio recordings of him committing crimes. Anybody else, it wouldn't even be a discussion. But because Joe Biden has been trying to hide all this information, Hunter Biden has been committing the crimes, and Joe Biden knew exactly what he was doing. Apparently, Joe Biden was in communication with him to the point now, even the White House is trying to change the story. Before, they were saying that, and Joe Biden constantly said, I've never talked to Hunter about his business deal. I never had discussion with any of his business partners. I never talked about anything that he was doing. I stayed completely away from it. Now the White House has changed the tune. They're saying that Joe Biden was never in business. And the stupid American people, this is how they're thinking. Stupid American people won't put two and two together, though. But I got a surprise for you on that. But listen to this. Listen to this.
Against not just Hunter, but Joe as well. And now this.
So the House is moving towards an impeachment inquiry. That gives them all sorts of supercharged subpoena powers. It fast tracks the investigation the House is doing. Right now, we're looking at a mountain of evidence. Is there enough evidence already to charge Biden family members with, I don't know, racketeering, money laundering?
You know, there's a lot of information there. And the only reason why Jesse Waters is bringing that up, because we all see it happening. Most of us, at least those of us that have been paying attention and those of us who will accept the truth. But, you know, those that don't accept the truth, they don't see any of this. Trolls are going like, Will, you're just making all of this up. Really? Really? I don't have the time to make this up. I really don't. I can be doing something else. There's not enough time in the world. There's not enough imagination. Well, I guess there's enough imagination. It's like we're reading a book, watching a movie. This is crazy.
Yeah, as someone who headed up all FBI criminal investigations, I can tell you that we went to indictment on a lot less than this. I mean, there should be a parade of witnesses going into a grand jury, or there should already have been a parade of witnesses going into the grand jury, and a line around the corner. Bob Alinsky, Devin Archer, the computer itself, all of the 150 banks, or all the banks that produced over 150 suspicious activity reports. The secretaries of state of the states where these shell corporations were set up, the whistleblowers, the 1023 informant who has identified himself. I could go on and on. And yes, it ties into Joe Biden. You can tell that over the last few days where he sat in on meetings and he clearly understood that access to him was for sale. And he buttressed that by participating in phone calls and meetings and setting up meetings at the White, or at least participating in meetings at the White House with all of these, or not all of these, but many of these questionable characters.
I know it's cliche to say, the cover-up's worse than the crime. But on the one hand, you do have the crimes that we've laid out. But now when you have the FBI and the Department of Justice obstructing the pursuit of justice, doesn't that play into the impeachment inquiry?
Now, I want y'all to listen to this, right? And there's a reason why I'm playing all of this like this, because this next clip that I want to share with you, it's rich. I mean, it's absolutely rich.
I think so. I mean, I never thought I would see the day when Congress could out-investigate the FBI. And they're better than that. And I think this is a question of DOJ influence, U.S. Attorney influence. They sent the case right into the heart of the Biden machine in Delaware, where they knew it was going to go to die. And, you know, the FBI has been controlled and restrained by the Department of Justice, and that they should be exercising independence. They, the director of the FBI, should be exercising independence and not lay down. I mean, there's the thing I call discretionary effort. In the Trump cases, they put out all-out effort. In the Biden case, they laid down. And I, you know, this is not the FBI that I know.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Now, this next clip that I want to share with you, like I was saying, is so rich. You know, when they went to impeach President Trump, they did it over hearsay information. They did it over a phone call that Adam Pencilneck Schiff did a parody on, literally reading, not even reading it. He was like, oh, this says this, but I'm going to tell the American people this. This says this, but I'm going to tell the American people something else. He said, oh, I was just doing a parody. Really? He was literally lying. That's why he's going to go down in history as a liar, as a straight up liar. Now, talking about that liar, he was asked in the halls of Congress, split screen it for me. He was asked in the hallway about impeaching Joe Biden. What do you think he said? What do you think he said? This, you haven't seen this, have you, Shannon?
Yeah, I gave it to you.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I got this one. No, you didn't.
Oh, well, we both got it.
Oh, okay. Well, watch this, everybody. For those of you that have not seen this, oh, it's so rich.
We've both seen it, apparently.
It's so rich. It's so rich.
I think the Republican desire to impeach someone, anyone, no matter whether there's any evidence, just shows how they have descended into chaos.
What? I mean, this is such a short clip. I gotta share it with you one more time. I'm gonna split screen it for me here. Listen, he said the Republicans just want to impeach anyone, someone, anyone. They don't care. They just want to impeach somebody. I mean, this is so rich. I mean, Adam Schiff, the one person out of everybody that literally was lying, and they were taking all of this hearsay information, and he's literally lying, trying to convince everybody that. The Republicans just want to impeach anybody because, you know, it's like payback. No, it's not. This is actual proof. See, the difference between them trying to impeach President Trump and them impeaching Joe Biden, they actually have proof on Joe Biden. President Trump was all hearsay. Remember the witnesses that they had during the impeachment of President Trump? They said, well, so-and-so told me. So-and-so told so-and-so told so-and-so, and they told me. Oh, that's credible. No, not. Listen.
I think the Republican desire to impeach someone, anyone, no matter whether there's any evidence, just shows how they have descended into chaos.
I mean, come on. Is that not rich? They just, the Republicans have descended into chaos. Well, what have they been doing for the last 18 to 20 years? Literally, the last 18 to 20 years, what have the Democrats been doing?
I mean, the problem
they've
is,
been ascending into chaos ever since.
We've actually put them into chaos. That's it. He couldn't even come up with a word. He's like just pulling something out of the cloud. He's like, oh, what can I say here? What can I say here? They know that they literally had to conjure up something.
Yes.
One, to deter a certain 2020 event, right? And now to deter them from losing the person that supposedly won something in 2020.
I see what you're doing there. Very clever. Very clever.
Hey, I've learned.
You know what? It's crazy. You shouldn't even have to do that, though, right?
Yeah, because sometimes I would say stuff and Will would say, you can't say that here.
Yeah, but as soon as you start saying stuff, you know, and they get triggered by it, and say, oh, my goodness, You're denying that the air exists?
But they fabricate everything.
You know, I mean, of course they fabricate everything.
And they're saying that we're fabricating stuff when we actually have real live witnesses. By the way, 10 whistleblowers. Come
yes.
on now.
Yes. I mean, we have wait a minute. It's so not even just things. The whistleblowers. It's the whole thing with the evidence, the phone calls, right. the documents, the emails.
The bank.
The laptop.
Deposits.
Hand me that laptop.
The bank deposits.
Hand me that laptop. The laptop. Okay, look. This is... disclosure, this is not the actual laptop. I have to put that out there. This is not the actual laptop. You can't hear me. This is not the actual laptop. Okay? This is not the actual laptop. But they have actual physical information, even though it's digital once it gets on there. But they actually have information. This one's broke. I can't even do anything with it. It's kind of busted. I got to get the screen display. But anyways, let me go. So you know how they change? You know how the Democrats, they change everything? Like, we were going into recession. Oh, but we're not in a recession, because even though we went into two consecutive quarters, you know, of the economy going down, it used to be we were in a recession, but they changed the definition on it. They changed the definition on everything. Just like they used to say when Joe Biden would constantly say that he never talked to Hunter Biden about any of his business dealings. Y'all heard that? How many times have y'all heard that? No, we never talked. I never talked to Hunter about his business dealings. I never did. Never had any conversations. I was never involved. Nothing. Well, now all that has changed. Now the White House is saying that, oh, Joe Biden was not in business with Hunter Biden. As if the American people are too stupid to recognize that they changed the verbiage on it to try to deceive people. I mean, if Satan is not all in this, I don't know who else is. I mean, really. Listen to this. Karine Jean-Pierre is asked by the press, and it's like all of a sudden, those in the press corps are actually acting like people in the press, asking hard and tough questions, not throwing these softball questions out there. And Karine Jean-Pierre, she's hating it because she's constantly lied. She's constantly herself said that Joe Biden, there's nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. I have nothing on it. Joe Biden, there's video after video of Joe Biden said that he never talked to Hunter Biden about his dealings. But now they're saying that he's not in business. Listen.
Months ago, you said that nothing has changed when you were asked about the president's previous remarks on his son's business dealings, but the language has in fact changed. So I just want to clear this up once and for all. The president has previously said that he has never discussed overseas business dealings with his son, but the White House now says that the president has never been in business with his son. So why the updated language? Which statement is true? Or is this semantics and they're both true?
As I stated on Monday, when I was asked this question multiple times, nothing has changed.
It did change. It's like, you know what didn't change? Her stupidity. That's exactly what didn't change. Her stupidity, her capability of being able to answer questions. Her job is to answer questions from the press corps. It's not to say nothing has changed, because it did change. Her, along with Jen Psaki, remember when Jen Psaki, Psaki to you, Psaki to me, used to be standing right there where she's standing right now? They all said the same thing, that Joe Biden was not in communication with Hunter about any business dealings. Now they're changing it. And they're expecting you to be like, oh, yeah, he just wasn't in business. It's okay for him to talk to him. He was making the deals with him. There's recordings of it now. That's the only reason why they're changing their tune.
Nothing has changed on this. Nothing has changed on this. And so you could ask me a million different ways on this question. Nothing has changed.
You can ask me a million different ways. I am not going to tell you the truth. I am never, ever going to tell you the truth. That is not going to change. I mean, that's exactly what she's trying to do. I mean, it's like, it's like the White House become completely stupid. Completely stupid. And they expect all of us to go along with it. And see, then they get upset with us because we're not going along with the stupidity. No, we don't have to. The American people, You know what? There's a reason why the United States of America is the greatest nation on earth. There's a reason why, other than God blessing our country, it's because God has given us a sound mind to say, okay, well, this person is straight up lying. She's straight up lying. And all of this is because of Hunter Biden. You know what? They would have stayed out of all of this trouble had Hunter Biden never done the criminal activity in the first place, along with Joe Biden. We wouldn't even be talking about this right now. But there's the only reason why we're talking about it, because they actually did it. So Hunter Biden goes to court today. Let me share some of that with you, because it's like the most bizarre thing ever. And the reason why we're talking about it, because they did the criminal activity, or they wouldn't be in court about it right now. But yet, oh, wait a minute, the biggest problem, guess who's the biggest problem? Trump, right? Trump is the biggest problem. But listen to this about Hunter Biden.
Yeah, Harris, I can confirm that this plea deal may be falling apart before our eyes. You know, I've been here reporting outside. Our producer, Jake Gibson, is inside. There's no electronics. There's no cameras. And finally, I said, look, it's been over an hour and a half. Let's see what's going on. I just left the courtroom seconds ago. They're in recess at the moment. Here's what's transpired. Judge Noriega basically began by asking questions about the plea deal itself, about whether or not the pleading guilty to two tax demeanors could be tied to the diversion part, which is avoiding charges, which is a felony on the gun charge. And there was disagreement in that. But the major headline that's transpired in this courtroom that is likely going to be what we're talking about for the rest of the day is Judge Noriega asked the prosecution if there was an ongoing existing separate investigation into Hunter Biden right now. The prosecutor saying yes. And what was holding this deal up, and they're in recess now because the defense asked for some time, so the judge granted it. What's up in the air is whether or not Judge Noriega will even accept this deal, because this deal would possibly give Hunter some immunity to future charges, and she's not okay with that.
You know what? That's exactly what their angle was. They were trying to make it. You can get off the screen, because he's just going to do a recap talking about the same thing. Their angle was is to go into the courtroom and get anything in the future. So Hunter Biden could do that, walk out of the courtroom, smoke crack right there on the street, do something to anybody he wants to, and they won't be able to hold him accountable for it, right? But there's other stuff going on. They know that they're finding out about this information. So because they know that they're finding out this information about all of the criminal activity that Hunter Biden was doing, along with Joe Biden, they wanted to give him a pass. Like, okay, you're just going to be exonerated from all of this. Don't worry about it. We'll give you a slap on the wrist and all of this other stuff that's like, devastating. We'll just blow it off too. That's exactly what they were going for. But you know what? Think about this. I have a couple of clips I want to play for you from the Communist News Network. And you know what? They're like scrambling around trying to figure out themselves how to help Hunter. Right? They're trying to figure out how they can help Hunter, because they're looking at this and they're saying, oh my goodness, it's like falling apart. Is it falling apart? They're scrambling around. And the only reason why they're talking about this is because this looks bad on them, Joe Biden, the entire left. Watch this. You can't make this stuff up.
How rare is it that as a prosecutor that you are walking in for this type of hearing and you are walking out perhaps with the deal falling apart?
It's very, very rare. Sometimes you do have a miscommunication about what the scope of, as we'll call it, the coverage is. How much is this person covered moving forwards? But that is, in some sense, the most important issue in a case. Look at this case. If Hunter Biden pleads to one or two or three tax misdemeanors, it's two in this case. That's fine. But the agreement.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Now, listen, now he's getting ready to talk about the agreement. Listen.
Misdemeanors, it's two in this case. That's fine. But the agreement here is no prison time. The bigger concern is he covered for anything else? Is he going to get a pass from DOJ for anything else? And you would absolutely have that hammered out from both sides. To have it fall apart in this fashion is really surprising and doesn't reflect well on either of the two parties.
You know why they're talking about it's like really surprising? Because he's a Democrat. How many of y'all understand that if you're a Democrat, that you can commit the crimes, you can break the law, and it should just be like nothing, no issues here. Or don't do it again. Just stop. That's the reason why they're like really confused, really confused. Now, I heard one report that they said this judge is actually a registered Democrat, right? One report I heard, this judge is an actual Democrat. And I guess they were thinking, well, because she's a Democrat, it's like a hat in the bag. You know, they got it. This done deal. Don't worry about it. We got this one. But if the judge were to go along with all of this stupid stuff that they're trying to get away with, this is going to reflect on the judge. Would it not? And I talked about this briefly last night. It's just like they went to the FISA courts. You remember when it went to the FISA courts?
Russia, Russia, Russia.
They knew it was fraudulent. They took the information to the FISA courts. Those at the FISA court, they passed it through. They pushed it through. FBI found out that it was all fraudulent, and they still ran with it. I guess they were just thinking that this judge is going to do the exact same thing. But that didn't happen. I have another one for you. Listen to this one on the Communist News Network. You can't make it up.
Someone made a bad mistake here. Am I wrong? Looking,
someone made a bad mistake right off the bat. Somebody made, you know who made the bad mistake? Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. That's who made the bad mistake, but they want to point at everybody else. Again, we're talking about this because of the criminal activities that they were involved in.
Someone made a bad mistake here. Am I wrong? Looking at this, saying that these someone, whether it be Hunter Biden's defense or prosecutors here,
how could there be such a big miscommunication?
I cannot even begin to explain how the Justice Department walks into that courtroom without knowing exactly what the scope of immunity or coverage is for Hunter Biden. And equally, I cannot even begin to understand how Hunter Biden's lawyers walk him into that courthouse without knowing exactly what the constraints, what the limitations of that deal are.
You know, someone what? The reason why that was happening, the reason why they walked in there and didn't know, because again, they already had the sweetheart deal. They got this. It's not even Valentine's. They got this big heart and it was full of chocolate, full of chocolate, big heart, full of chocolate, sweetheart deal. They were going to walk in there and just walk out skipping.
Well, I think that's what they thought.
I'm telling you, that's the reason why they went in there thinking, yeah, oh, we got this. We got this. That's why they had the audacity to call the courthouse and act like they're Republican and say, throw this information out and throw it out. Like the judge wasn't going to bring it up. Like the judge is going to go along with it. Or did she go along with it?
She didn't go along with it.
No, she didn't.
She actually saw the hole in it.
Yes.
She saw, wait a minute, this plea deal has too many holes in it.
Hold
that's
up.
That's why
wait
she
a minute.
Brought it up and said, hey, does this apply to all future charges? And when the prosecution said no, the defense is like, well, then we don't have a deal. And she said, cool. What are you going to plead then? By Hunter, because you don't have a plea deal. So he said, I can't do guilty now.
Not guilty.
Even though I let everybody know I am guilty.
Exactly.
Because I was going to plead guilty, but now
I
because
can't.
I have a deal, I'm not guilty.
Yeah, because there's other dirt that's going to come
like,
out.
We believe that charge now, right? Like he's exactly. like he can actually support the not guilty plea after yeah. he was going in there.
But you know what? This has guilty. The entire liberal government state media. It has all of their butts in the chap. They're all their butts are chapped right now because all of them kept saying, why are you bringing up the Hunter Biden laptop? That's old news. It's old story. There's nothing there. They kept saying, why are you focusing in on Hunter Biden? Hunter Biden is a private citizen. Why do you care about what Hunter Biden's doing? Like, we're supposed to ignore the fact that he was one-tripped with Joe Biden when he was VP making these sweetheart deals across the country, across the world. We're supposed to ignore that. Oh, it's just Hunter Biden. He's a private citizen. Even Karine Jean-Pierre is constantly saying that Hunter Biden is a private citizen. Listen to what she says here, because again, the press corps is acting like maybe they're just putting on the show. I don't know. You tell me. But now they're asking these questions. What they should have been asking these questions 2 years ago.
Now, I know many people have been following the news in Delaware today and we're going to have a lot of questions. And so here's what I'll say at the top before I turn it over to my colleague, the Admiral. Hunter Biden is a private citizen, and this was a personal matter for him. As we have said, the president, the first lady, they love their son, and they support him as he continues to rebuild his life.
Now, y'all heard that, right? He's a private citizen.
As we have said, the president, the first lady, they love their son, and they support him as he continues to rebuild his life. This case was handled independently, as all of you know, by the Justice Department under the leadership of a prosecutor appointed by the former president, President Trump. So for anything further, as you know, and we've been very consistent from here, I'd refer it to the Department of Justice and to Hunter's representatives, who is his legal team, obviously, who can address any of your questions.
So basically, she's saying, don't ask me any questions. You go talk to them. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Can we put the comments on the screen? You can correct me if I'm wrong. But the job of the press secretary is to answer questions that's actually pertaining to newsworthy stuff. And Hunter Biden, because he's connected to Joe Biden, is newsworthy. And because he's connected to Joe Biden, don't you think that Karine Jean-Pierre or anyone who's the press secretary standing there, shouldn't they already have information? Look, this is what's happening. This is what's going on. They're looking into this. They're going to investigate this, investigate that, let the process continue. But she's not even saying that. She's saying, I'm going to refer you to them because nothing has changed. Nothing has changed, meaning that I'm going to continue lying to you because none of that has changed. Well, you know, she said that he is a private citizen, right? She just straight up said that he's a private citizen. Where'd it go? Let me show y'all what a private citizen looks like, because he's a normal private citizen. Look at this. Have y'all seen this? This is Hunter Biden pulling up to the courthouse. You see this? Look at this. How many of y'all know private citizens that pull up like this with the circus service? Y'all hear me? How many of y'all know they pull up with a circus service? Watch. Look at this. So for everyone listening on the podcast, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is that 6? Yeah, 6 all in black vehicles pulling up. One of them have the lights flashing like they're police, but this is the Secret Service. And Hunter Biden is among them. So he actually has Secret Service detail, like he's like someone's really going to go after him. Right. No one cares about him that much. But he's getting it. They pull up to the courthouse and he's getting out the vehicles to walk into the courthouse. And this is like, wow. I mean, if I didn't know any better, I would say Joe Biden's about to get out of the vehicle. I would say President Trump's about to get out these vehicles. But nope, it's Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden. And there's no telling if they did some substance in there. Maybe there's white powder in the vehicle. But he's walking up and you can see him and his lawyers right there going into the courthouse, the same courthouse that they called, trying to get some of the information thrown out. So now that he's pled guilty, I'm just kind of curious, what do you think is going to happen? Can we put some of the comments on the screen? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? I'm looking at the comments here. I'm just kind of curious, what do y'all think is going to happen? Do y'all think that all this is going to probably just end up blowing off anyways, just going to go away? They're going to find some kind of, or better yet, do you think there's going to be a false flag? You think a false flag will show up? Something else. Tomorrow morning, we'll wake up and something else would have happened. Possibly, you know, taking us into a, you know, episode of, you know, World War III. Is it possible? Right? I'm like thinking, is that even possible? It could be. And I thought about it when all this was breaking. I said, my goodness, this is so devastating to Joe Biden, to the Democrats. I can see a false flag of some sort taking place. So let me share this next one with you. This is from ABC talking about this same craziness. Look at this.
There was a huddle between the parties, and they are trying to forge some kind of deal that the judge will like and that both parties can agree to. It may not be the same deal exactly that they came into court with, but they're trying to salvage what the judge feels, it seems, was a deal that was, you know, just a little bit too subtle for her, and one that mixed apples and oranges in a way that she believes was not fair to Hunter Biden. Because at one point, the judge asked the prosecutors, is there still an ongoing investigation?
This is what we were just talking about a minute ago. Is there still an ongoing investigation into Hunter Biden? And they said yes, But see, they wanted all of that without the investigation ending. They wanted all of that to just go away. Like, don't even pay attention to that. Just make it all go away. Like, they wanted everything to go away. We're going to plead guilty to this misdemeanor, this slap on the wrist, the sweetheart deal. We'll plead guilty to that. As long as you make everything else go away, everything that they know that will put people in prison for the rest of their lives, make that go away and we'll plead guilty to this. How does that work? That's the rich and powerful for you.
They said yes. She said, well, how can he plead guilty to part of an investigation when it's still ongoing? All of that, as you can tell, a lot of legal back and forth. It does look like things are back on track, but the bottom line, this Hunter Biden plea deal, which was expected to be a routine matter, wasn't and may still be in jeopardy.
Yeah, may still be in jeopardy. May still be in jeopardy. Yes. Yes.
So, Will, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you. Okay, there we go. So, it's come out now that the judge orders Hunter Biden to look for a job, lay off drugs as conditions for staying out of jail. So there's this big old long document now on Fox News. There's a PDF. It's not letting me show it here. There's a PDF here. I actually have it in my hand. It says he has to report.
Is this the article though?
This is the article.
Yeah. And you got the PDF in your hand though?
Yeah, I got the PDF in my hand.
Okay.
And it says that if he wants to travel anywhere, he has to ask for permission.
Oh, are they going to put one of the ankle monitors on him?
It does not say that, no.
Oh, my goodness. That would be so sweet.
They have to know where
I'd love to see the picture
living.
On that, right? Put an ankle
they
monitor
to know
on
where
him.
He's living and be able to contact him by his phone number at all times.
Which phone number is that? Is that the sat phone or is that like his personal phone?
Come on now.
I know.
He has to continue or actively seek employment, which I think is hilarious. That doesn't mean for the Biden business, which doesn't exist. Right. He cannot possess a firearm, destructive device, or any weapons. He cannot use alcohol, it says, at all. Not use or unlawfully possess a narcotic drug or other controlled substances.
So, wait a minute. So, does it say in there at all if they're going to actually drug test him?
Yep, that's the next thing.
Really?
He has to submit to a testing for a prohibited substance if required by the pretrial services office and supervising officer. Testing will be random and frequent. He needs to participate in a program of inpatient or outpatient substance abuse therapy and counseling. So that's subject to his release because he is going to trial now or so far. Somebody said it looked like they had reached a plea deal, but I don't see that anywhere.
I'm not seeing it either, yeah. but let me play this next clip.
But I'm not
unless
sure.
unless yeah. it's changed since this one here. Unless it's changed, listen to this. This is a really short clip.
Well, I just looked at all the news and I didn't see anything.
Yeah, you can leave it split screen. Watch this. Listen.
And I can just tell you with extensive conversations with the Hunter Biden team that they were only going to agree to plead guilty to those tax charges if it came with this this immunity so they could say everything else is put aside.
Everything else is put aside. Everything else is put aside. I mean, wow. Can the rest of us get the same kind of deals? Can that apply to the rest of us? What do you think, Shannon? Can we get the same kind of deal? I mean,
oh heck no.
I'm
anybody
like,
else
really?
In his position would be in jail right now.
Yes.
Right, and there wouldn't be a plea deal for that.
No, there wouldn't.
There
be.
Would be a
this is such a high risk. He's probably a flight risk.
Yeah,
I mean, really, he's probably a flight risk.
Well, he's very well known, so it's really hard for people who are well known like him to just disappear. But that's why she also said he can't even travel out of the country unless she approves it. So.
So no more. So when Joe Biden goes over to Ukraine, he can't go over there and complete the deals anymore.
Well, it's really interesting because if he fails a drug test, if he is seen drinking alcohol, anything, any violation, she said he goes straight to jail.
Really?
So
who had the cocaine? Okay, let me change it up a little bit. So Joe Biden literally said he doesn't know the difference between a broken arm and a mental breakdown. Can we put the comments back on the screen? Is there anybody, do y'all know the difference between a broken arm and a mental breakdown? I mean, am I asking a tough question here? Is that a tough question? You know, I know it takes a little time for the comments to catch up to what I'm saying here, but I'm looking at the comments. Is there a difference between a broken arm and a mental breakdown? Because last time I looked, you can slip and fall down and break your arm, but that doesn't mean you're having a mental breakdown. Has Joe Biden broken his arm? Because he's been having a mental breakdown for the last 6 years. So I'm just probably even longer than that, based on everything that we've been seeing. So is there a difference between a mental breakdown and a broken arm? Listen to what Joe Biden says. You know what? Some reason the chat's like acting really weird.
Yeah, Facebook, I keep having to refresh Facebook.
Yeah, it's really weird. Okay. But
thanks for sticking around, guys.
Yeah, anyone saying anything on YouTube? You know? Yeah. Was it Breenie? Breenie says, yes, there's a difference.
Bernie.
Bernie says there's a difference. Pro Tiva says, that's a silly question. It is. Thank you. It is a silly question. And you're going to see why I'm getting ready to say this, why that's a silly question. It's 100% a silly question. Listen to what Joe Biden says.
I don't know what the difference between breaking your arm and having a mental breakdown is.
I mean, seriously.
I mean, okay, now you know why I'm asking the question. It is a silly question.
You know what? It's almost like asking Joe Biden, do you know the difference between breaking the law and not breaking the law?
I don't know the difference.
Do you know between being a compromised and non-compromised president? Yeah,
I don't know the difference. I don't know the difference.
I don't know what the difference between breaking your arm and having a mental breakdown is.
He doesn't know the difference. But, so... here it is. Someone looked like they possibly, I don't know what's happening here. Split screen it for me. I don't know what was happening here, but something was happening with Mitch McConnell today. It appears that he was having some kind of breakdown. Something was going on. I'm not a physician. There's no way that I would even say that he had X, Y, Z. Let me put that out there. Something happened with him today. But according to Joe Brandon, maybe he just broke his arm because there's no difference. Listen and watch.
Operation and a string of.
See, he was talking right there. And for those of you that are listening in, he just stopped talking. And he's like glazed off, in a daze, just staring off. And he's kind of swaying back and forth slightly. And he's just standing there. And everyone is like, what's going on? And then one of the representatives walk up to him and say, are you okay? Do you want to continue? Is there anything else you want to say? And he's just like, where am I? I mean, he has this whole expression on his face. Split screen it for me. Has this whole expression on his face like he doesn't know where he is. They're walking him off. You know, not to be mean or anything, but I don't care for his politics because he's the reason why the Democrats control the Senate. He's the very reason. But something happened. I don't know what happened to him. I don't even want to suggest what we think happened to him. Something did happen because he just went off in complete blank 10 days like he doesn't know where he is. Because they'll come after, oh, Will Johnson's putting out medical advice. No, I'm not. Joe Biden is because he said there's no difference.
Yeah, there's articles out there that say that some reporters talked to him later and he said he's was
fine.
Okay.
He's fine. Oh, I'm fine. Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
I'm completely fine. Nothing to see here. The southern border, everybody. The southern border. Mayorkas goes on Capitol Hill today, and of course, he's lying just like Karine Jean-Pierre, just like Hunter Biden, just like Joe Biden, just like the entire Democrat Party. He goes up there just straight up lying with a smirk on his face. Listen to this one with Matt Gaetz just drilling into him. And I don't have enough time to play everything I want to play, so I'm going to skip into this. I did play all of this on my LFA broadcast, LFA TV. I did play all of this. But Matt Gaetz is drilling him. And look at Marcus. He just had, look at right there, that same thing. He just had a smirk on his face, basically saying, I don't care what evidence you have, what proof you have. I'm not going to change my MO. I'm not going to change. I'm going to continue with the border in the situation that it's in. Watch this.
In this country, there are between 11 and 12 million.
Right, but I'm asking about a subset that you won't send home. And the reason you're smirking about it and the reason you won't answer my question is because everybody gets the joke. And the sad thing is it's not just us here. It's the cartels who get the joke, too. And so now what you've done to execute this Mayorkas doctrine where so long as you don't commit a crime, you get to stay here and burden our hospitals, burden our schools, burden our social services, burden our jails. You've sent the message to the cartels and then you've taken this app and you've digitized illegal immigration and you've scaled it to the moon. Like this app that you've got everybody downloading is like the Disney fast pass into the country, never to be subject to actual removal, just removal proceedings, as you call them. That app doesn't do any search of their criminal history in their home country, does it?
Congressman, I disagree with everything you have said.
Well, I'm sure, but just answer the question. Does the app that you are out there promoting do any search of people's criminal history in their home country?
Congressman, Customs and Border Protection screens and vets individuals whom they encounter.
Your early. App, it either has the functionality to test their criminal history in their home country or it doesn't. By the way, if it did, you'd have already told me. It doesn't. And then the other epic failure of this that's empowered the cartels is that in these processing centers you've set up in other countries to just wave them all in at a rapid pace, you've had to shut them down in Nuevo Laredo because the cartels were standing outside extorting people. Isn't that right?
Congressman, that is false.
Oh, really? So why did you shut down that facility in Nuevo Laredo?
And the point of safe, orderly, and lawful pathways is to reduce the number of encounters at our southwest border.
But wait a second. You've just shifted those encounters because right now, for the first time in modern history, more people are showing up at the ports of entry than running through some bush in Yuma, Arizona. And the reason they're showing up at the ports of entry is because you've got the turnstile open. Where so long as they've gone and downloaded this app, you just let them in. I got one final question for you, and it's an important one. Is Mexico an ally in this fight against illegal immigration?
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, it's hilarious and somewhat troubling that you say that, because like I'm looking at the El Chapo trial, where President Nieto took a $100 million bribe from the Sinaloa cartel. Do you think that the subsequent presidents following Nieto weren't offered a bribe by the cartel or didn't take the bribe?
Congressman, I disagree with everything you have said.
You can disagree all you want, but what you won't provide is any number.
Yeah.
And when you sit there and just kind of ostensibly disagree without any facts, it shows people what the real gig is. The Mexican government is captive to the cartels. They are doing the bidding of the cartels. And based on your response today, so are you.
And so are you. I'm glad someone finally said that to his face. And he's just sitting there with the smirk on his face. I don't care. There's nothing you can do to me. I'm not going to change. I'm going to be this way. I'm going to continue being this way. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, listen to this one. This is Jim Jordan actually drilling on him as well, because did you know Mayorkas was supposed to have this number before he even showed up? About all of the people that got away, or not even the people that got away, the people that they released did not, or women. Let me start over. Because they let people get away. They don't want to tell you that number. And people that got away, they don't want to tell you that number. Mayorkas was asked a question about how many people did they send back. And apparently that number must be zero. Unless it was someone who did an absolutely horrific crime. But other than that, the number is zero. because he won't tell anybody. He doesn't have the number. He won't give the number because he doesn't want to look bad. He already looks bad. Him not answering the question is already telling.
Adjudication process and been removed.
So now
simple, simple question.
So now I have 3 points. One, we will provide the data to you.
God bless. We've been waiting, but God bless. I hope you do it this time.
Two, we have been cooperating with this committee. We have made countless documents and people available to you. We have provided briefings.
Yeah. And here's what those, by the way, just so you know, I'll let you finish with your third point. Here's what those documents look like. Here's the one you sent to us on when you formed. It's policy and responsibilities in the department's information manipulation mission. That sounds scary enough. Information manipulation mission. And it's all redacted. And this is the kind of stuff you gave us when we were trying to figure out who was responsible for putting together the Disinformation Governance Board. And I think my colleague, Mr. Johnson, was asking. And now we're asking a simple question about a number. And the fact that you won't give it to us or don't know it is, I think, a concern for all of us. I would say both sides, because the Democrats probably want to know too. They probably that's something that should be so obvious, and you won't communicate to. Make your third point.
Mr. Chairman, we'll provide that information to every member.
Will it be like this, or will it be a real number? Will it be like that?
The third.
Will it be a real number?
Mr. Chairman, the third.
So Jim Jordan is holding up the paper that he received, and all of it's been redacted. All of it's been redacted, except for the title.
Yeah, that's
everything's been redacted. So they've not been cooperating. That's not cooperating. I'm gonna give you a piece of paper. I can draw them a piece of paper and put a title on it and say, here you go. But you don't get to see anything in it. That's not cooperating.
Yeah, and that's exactly what this Biden administration does. They think that showing or handing a paper over to the committee that's completely redacted is cooperating. And they say that they were going to be the most transparent administration.
Oh my goodness.
They are the worst in being transparent.
Yes.
Actually, I'm glad Jordan showed this and exposed them for what they do.
Yes. So here's one where, again, they were talking about the numbers. And Jim Jordan goes on to say, we've asked you for these numbers. You were supposed to bring the numbers with you, and you did not bring the numbers. Listen to this one as they're asking Marcus as well. And Marcus doesn't care.
You cited a figure that was 50,000. And since you came in, it's been more than double every year. Who's responsible for that? Is it you and your policies, or is it President Biden? It's a simple thing. You don't want to answer it because you know it's you. You know it's your policies you're driving in. On October 27, 2021, you issued guidance that restricted the ability of ICE officers to arrest aliens in protected areas such as courthouses where they knew aliens to be. You thus made it more difficult and dangerous for ICE officers to go and enforce the law. These are people who had already had, and generally, many of them have already had their day in court. Did President Biden order you to issue that guidance?
Congressman, our policies are driven to protect the American people.
Who issued that policy? Was it the president? Were you following the president, or did you create the policy?
Mm. Congressman,
or will you ever give us an answer?
That is a policy.
Yield back.
You know what? He just kept in waste time, and he just, that smirk on his face. There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. You just, I get the lie to you all I want to. There's nothing you can do. But you know what the Democrats are saying the biggest problem in the country is? Not our open southern border. Not the trafficking of these children. Not the fentanyl coming into the country. They're saying something else is a bigger problem in the country. What do you think that is? Can you put the comments on the screen for me one more time here? What do y'all think? And I'm looking right now. It's like something's kind of weird going on here. I don't know if it's same thing for you, but
it is. Everybody says the
looking at Facebook. It's like really weird, but
it's sticking.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right? So, you know what they do that. I mean, so people, you're still watching though, right? People are still watching,
yeah,
but a lot of people, because they can't comment, a lot of people don't watch, but there's a lot of people that are watching. But I'm looking over on Rumble and I'm looking at YouTube and I'm just kind of curious, what do you think the biggest problem that they say is happening? Do you think it's the southern border with the drugs, the fentanyl, the trafficking of human beings? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Well, let me show you what the Democrats are saying the biggest problem in the country is. And let's see how many of you got it right. Listen to Hank, not related to Johnson. Listen.
But in reality, the greatest threat facing our homeland is white nationalist ideology that lies beneath such rhetoric. Experts agree that dangerous speech from elected officials creates a climate that foments violence and threatens public safety.
So basically, he's talking about, because people like Governor Abbott putting up these buoys protecting the American people because the federal government's not doing it. That's white nationalism. Help me understand. Help me understand. That doesn't make a lick of sense. But you know what? The Democrats, they never, ever come with valid questions. They are, all they are is nothing but a bunch of advocates. That's all they are. They're not politicians. They're advocates pushing an agenda. And it's all to tear down this country. Because if they actually had something valid to say, he wouldn't be regurgitating the same nonsense they've been saying for the last 18 years. Every 18 years, every time there's an election, they bring up the same stupid stuff because they get people to believe it. Here's the last one I want to share with you on the border here. This is really good. And this is exactly what needs to happen because Mayorkas refuses to answer questions. Split screen here. Listen to this. This is golden.
So we arrive at an inevitable conclusion that I do not take lightly. Secretary Mayorkas, you must resign. Will you resign?
No, I will not. I am incredibly proud of the work that is
performed. I understand.
In the Department of
Secretary Foreign. Mayorkas, if you will not resign,
here it is.
That leaves us with no other option. You should be impeached.
Should be impeached, right there.
And I yield back to the chairman.
He should be impeached. 100%. How many of y'all agree that Mayorkas should be impeached? Joe Biden should be impeached. Nancy Pelosi should be impeached. Jerry Nadler should be impeached. Mitch McConnell should be impeached. Right? How many of y'all agree? How many of y'all agree? You just heard, if you were on, you heard Adam Schiff just sitting there saying, the Republicans just want to impeach somebody, anybody. Right? So I do apologize for the comments not working on Facebook, but they seem to be working on YouTube and Rumble. I do apologize. I'm not sure what's going on Facebook. Maybe they don't like the fact that I'm talking about this story here. And look, if they weren't doing it, I wouldn't have anything to talk about. Do you understand that? I'm not making it up. I'm just sharing with you what is happening. But they don't want me to share it with you. They want you to remain dumb. Again, I told y'all before that one of the biggest fears, the biggest threats, rather, to the Democrat Party is an informed voter. Because if you are informed and you have the deal, you know the deal, you are a problem. You are a problem. And they want to change all of that because they don't want you to know the truth. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for being with me. Please, if you haven't already, please hit the share button on this. Hit the share button. Please hit the share button. Also hit the thumbs up, no matter how you're watching or listening. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, everyone. We've all been longing for hope and a plan that would secure our elections forever. Well, now it's all come down to this. I'm hosting an event August 16th and 17th, and we're going to reveal the plan that will save our election platforms immediately. And it's something that's never been thought of before, and it's never been done before in world history. And the biggest thing is everyone's going to embrace this plan no matter who you are. So go to LindellEvent.com and sign up with your email now to gain exclusive live stream access. Enter your referral code and you'll also receive a free online gift now. Thank you and God bless.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last. because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.